There is no such thing as easy money. I wanted to talk today about my mentality that took me a little while to develop in work, about work. I think that there can be a flawed belief out there that once you get the right training, once you have the right people, once you set up the proper systems, that you will not have pain in business anymore, or you'll have a significantly reduced amount. But from my experience, when you are continuing to push and grow your businesses, or continuing to push and grow personally, as soon as you put those systems in place, or as soon as you attain that new level of expertise or level of business, a high-performing individual immediately takes more on their plate. They immediately expand, they immediately push into new, uncharted territory. And I think that's where that business adage of, if you're not growing, you're dying. So it is probably possible to get a certain size book of business, to have some techniques and procedures that work well for you, and kind of stay at a certain level in good times. But when bad times come, or when market changes happen, new technologies are implemented, new particular competition comes into your market, you will see your business go down. You will see your personal performance change, because things have changed. And I think that that's with the way that God has wired the universe to work. The same reality that you experience when you're working out, like when you lift, you're getting stronger, when you're pushing through the pain, when you're breaking down that muscle tissue to a certain point and allowing it to regrow stronger, creating that muscle memory that equals more strength. As long as you're continuing to work out, as long as you're continuing to push and maintain that effort, you will maintain that strength. And then as soon as you slack off on the effort and slack off on the work, your strength is reduced. The same thing happens in business. That is one of the things that I think is a blessing about the way that God has ordered the universe, is that it is all very consistent throughout. And I personally, when I switch between business and personal growth, or I switch between spiritual growth and the different mentalities, for some reason we think, or at least I think, it's different when we get into that different domain. I excelled at high levels in the military, and I thought, all right, I created a certain level of competence in that particular domain, and now that I'm in business, I'm just going to go be excellent at that. And I wasn't saying it out loud, but the way that I was thinking about it, and then my emotional reaction when I encountered difficulty in business, led to the reality, or to me to see this reality, that I thought that because I had developed expertise over here, because I was in really good shape, because I had a particular refined mental capacity for being shot at, that then I was going to also be able to experience these financial risks and things. And it did help me, because it gave me a framework for approaching difficult situations that worked. But I still had to put forth the effort to refine that particular tolerance for risk, and that particular mentality about physical danger and physical discomfort, because I had 14 years of working out to maintain that high level of physical fitness, that I had to refine that for business. And one of the reasons that's bringing this up for discussion, that's top of mind for me today, is I have this Airbnb mansion that we have, and we have a check-in today. We offered them a 1 p.m. check-in because they have a 2 p.m. golf time. My standard procedure is to give somebody up to 2 hours early check-in, and then of course they ask for another hour, And it doesn't cost me a whole lot to let them come in early. And it's one of those things. It's like, I want you to pay me $100 when you're already paying me $2,000 to stay there for another hour. So it's kind of easy to go in, update the lock. Yeah, go ahead and check in early. But I was able to give them the asterisk of the disposal is backed up. And when I went over to kind of troubleshoot the disposal, because my plumber was backed up on service call works at the time, I noticed that our sewage ejector grinder pump, I think it's a grinder pump, was messed up. We had the little alarm light on it. And this happens quarterly when we forget to send the specific instructions at check-in, that even though we have signs on every toilet that it is not okay to flush anything but natural bodily waste and toilet papers. A couple times ago, we had an applicator tool floating at the top, and I'll leave it at that in case you have young ears in the car, and the pump was clogged. So it's probably been 2 months or so, 3 months since we had the pump malfunction. I was there till about 8 p.m. last night because this is a nasty job. Pulled the pump, disassembled the grinder head, pulled all the debris from within the grading tools, and dropped it back in. Still tripping the breaker, still not working and ejecting and grinding the sewage to the street. And I am counting it a blessing, because during that, I had my son and one of his friends with me. During that particular episode and that incident, I was saying what is my normal mantra. Those of you that have been around for a while know one of my mantras is rejoice in your toil. And that is kind of that little soundtrack that I play in my head to get my mind right in these situations where I would rather be building my house. I would rather be quoting work for clients. I'd rather be creating media for y'all. And here I am covered in bodily waste and fishing out flushable wipes that were floating on the top of the tank, and getting in there and literally getting nasty and trying to troubleshoot the issue. And I was there with my son. I was there with his friend. You know, I kept it together. I was saying, rejoice in your toil. I was joking with them, you know, I don't really remember reading about this in Psalms. When the smell of poo hangs heavy on the air, you are there with me, Lord. But that is the reality, is that God is there. It could have been raining. One of the times my son got his underpants caught in the grinder pump, and it was during a hurricane. So I actually had to set up a tent on top of the tank while it was pouring down rain, while we were out of power. So I was trying to use the generator to run the sewage to keep things going. And I just was able to reframe the situation and be like, you know what? I have the ability, the health, the knowledge, the expertise, the tools, all that stuff to come and troubleshoot this for a cost of my time, cost of a little bit of fuel back and forth. I'm able to reach out to my plumber and get some of that expertise. I actually know a guy that I met at the Fight Laugh East conference that is a sewage pump mechanic. I think that's why I remember it. I was able to send him a Facebook message and say, hey, what we got to refurb these pumps? Because believe it or not, these pumps are at least pre-COVID were excess of $2,000, and my plumber is saying that they're up to about $5,000 now. So potentially working a temporary fix to have sewage work, because we have 5 nights straight booked. And that brings me to another one of my mantras: no such thing as easy money. So all that is that no such thing as easy money, that rejoice in your toil, all those are kind of nested below the rejoice with the overarching principle that I'm talking about today, is that you have to exert yourself, you have to apply yourself, you have to continue to push if you want to have success. And you need to use the right mentality, the spiritual optic, to keep your emotions in check when times are hard, because the Christian knows that all of these particular issues have been ordained for our good, to produce righteousness. So I'm at least able to look back and honestly say that I kept my emotions in check, even such that I was not a jerk to my son, or was not just, you know, this distress. And the reality is, physiologically, as a man specifically, I know that stress kills men. Stress. And so reality is if you aren't able to maintain that right mindset while you're exerting yourself and while you're going through that, then you are you're killing yourself. You're actually poisoning, you're doing things to your physiology that make you stressed out, that eat away at your stomach lining, that create this physiological state that wears on your body. If you cannot cultivate the joy of the Lord in all circumstances. And so that is, you know, kind of a big dump on things as I'm, look at that pun, as I'm on my way to fix this sewage ejector. So, you know, that is all to encourage you where you are right now. Fix your mentality, develop some soundtracks, have the right mindset to when things get tough that you can smile. We would joke about in the military when it started raining, we're out in the field training, that when you had the first couple drops go down your back and continue, you know where, that once that happened, once you had gotten that level of wet, you're able to shift your mindset and be like, okay, now I'm a certain level of soaked. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm really in the suck now, and it's okay. Like, you actually are able to, when it gets bad enough, you're able to kind of smile about it. And I think that as Christian, as one that has a disciplined life, a sound mind that's aiming, hitting the mark, life on target, we're able to very quickly transition our mindset such that it is, we're able to very quickly transition our mindset to where we don't have the stress, where we have the joy of the Lord, where we're able to push through difficult circumstances, and we're able to perform well under these circumstances and continue to build and grow ourselves, our personal disciplines, our spiritual disciplines, the ability to thrive under pressure, to be anti-fragile, and then to pass that on to future generations. And I actually just showed up at the house right now. Those of you that are watching this on video are were able to see me in living color. I'm walking over here. I still have the cinematic mode on the iPhone, so the background's blurred. But I'm walking over here to the sewage pump, and so you can see that Nate is not blowing smoke. Nate's not lying about the situation, that I'm really and truly dealing with these situations right now. You can see right there in the background, I think the red light is on and the tank is here, and I have the tools still laid out from when I left the job at 11, or not 11. I left the job about 8:30 last night. I think maybe 7:30. We felt like it was a lot later because it got dark. And so I'm gonna go ahead and sign off right now. Before I do, though, I have been doing a lot on Telegram. Not a lot. I just started doing a lot on Telegram that we can talk about some of the more nitty-gritty stuff about a tactical household. And so you'll see the link in the bio. And I'm going to have my son Eli create a discount code for those of you that are Life on Target listeners, and 10% off. I am talking about a lot of stuff with regards to how to make your family ready for situations based on not just right in front of you, but in the future, to be anti-fragile, to be ready to for whatever may come, whatever that may be. So Life on Target, discount code to get 10% off, all one word, no spaces, Life on Target. I'll put that in the description, the link in the description. Just did a post today about, I told a real world combat story about what drove my night vision and thermal methodology, and I've been posting some reviews and some videos from some of the optics that I've been using on the farm, and just kind of talking about some of this stuff a little bit more boldly and candidly, since it's not going right out to the public. It's only going out to those paid subscribers that are a part of that. And, you know, this, I would just say, just view this as a way. I'm not going full crazy sales, whatever, but putting out this podcast has cost me with the branding and all that stuff. I'm well into the plus six figures with the media side. Now, this has a longer optic and goal on it and a bigger plan. We'll talk about that at some point. But for those of you that have enjoyed Life on Target for so many years, I've gotten hundreds of messages, I think, at this point, saying what a difference that it's made for you. Just view this as an opportunity maybe that you can contribute and still receive value from us. But have been told by a good friend of mine that I needed to build out that tactical household brand and what we talk about and how to prepare the family to thrive multi-generationally, no matter what's happening politically, socioeconomic stuff, whatever, to build wealth. So that's going to kind of be the vehicle where I talk about that now. Link in the bio, Life on Target, discount code, and hopefully we'll see you inside there soon.